You're listening to Chuck's Favorite Things.
Inspiration and motivation from music, movies, memories, and more. And hello, everyone. This is Chuck Whetstone. Thank you for joining me today on Chuck's Favorite Things. It is Friday, August the 12th. It's the 12th day of August. And we're happy because today we're supposed to get a cold front. And, I mean, it's supposed to be a real cold front for August. And it's going to knock the temperatures down into the 80s. Hallelujah. We're so excited about that. Today's podcast is from Psalm 27. And I've started doing this meditation reading from the scriptures and playing some background music to it. This is my second endeavor. The first one was The Psalmist Speaks, and that was Psalm 23. And this is The Psalmist Speaks Again, and it's Psalm 27. I don't think I'll stay in all the Psalms, but I do think I'll adventure out to Ephesians and Philippians and maybe the book of James and John and different ones, and just reading selected portions of Scripture for you to be encouraged and blessed and play some background music to it so you can just relax and meditate on the words that I'm saying. I'm using King James Version on this, by the way, today. And it's kind of archaic, but it's also lovely the way it flows sometimes. And sometimes it's not. This song, it has been turned into a real gospel song and a gospel art song. And I had to sing it in college under the tutelage of Dr. Robert Adams down in Houston at Gulf Coast Bible College. And his lovely wife, Juanita, would usually play for me, or another person would play for me. But when Julie and I got married, we asked our friend Paul Donaldson, who was also in our wedding, if he would sing these selected songs, the music for the wedding. So we chose for him to do Time in a Bottle by Jim Croce. And our good friend Chester Harkins played the guitar. And Carolyn Binge played the violin. Bless her heart, she's not with us anymore, passed away, but we sure miss her. And her music was just tremendous, and Paul sang the song. Then Dr. Adams or someone suggested that Paul sing The Lord is My Light and My Salvation, and taken from Psalm 27, and it turned out really beautiful with Sister Adams playing the piano, she played the organ on this. And so a really tremendous song. So I want to share with you now Psalm 27 with just a meditation. Hope you can enjoy it. It's not very long. And have a great day. And I'll check back with you at the end of the podcast. Here we go. Psalm 27. Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies around about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou saidst, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And I hope you enjoyed that rendition of Psalm 27, just a short meditation from the book of Psalms. I'll have more of these coming up in the next few weeks, in the few days, and hope you enjoy them, and may your day be blessed today. This is Chuck Whetstone. Thank you for being with me on Chuck's Favorite Things, inspiration and motivation from music, movies, memories, and more. Until tomorrow, Chuck Whetstone, signing out. Bye-bye.